course, have we been talking to Sophia now? Our show's been around. This is year six. Has she been on the show all 6 years?
Not all six, but I think probably at least four. At least.
So I feel like we know her well enough for me to ask this question. As this music plays in the background, it's her walk-up music as if she's stepping into the batter's box. Do you think she would strut? She's very humble. Like, she never wants to hear how great she is. So
she
she's not
strut.
A strutter, right?
No, she's not going to strut.
Sort of walk up there and then hit the three-run homer and then go.
But her shoe game would be strong. She's got a strong shoe game.
Joining us now, as she will fortnightly throughout the Brewers season, it is our friend, one of our favorite humans. Tausch, did you just pour coffee on your shirt?
I did, yeah.
Spilled it.
And then you reacted with something we talked about yesterday. It is our friend Sophia Minnertz on Wildy and Tausch. Sophia, good morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning. It's good to be back with you guys.
All right. We have a policy here that we don't want anybody ever saying things they don't mean, like Aaron Rodgers saying, I can't wait to get to work with Sammy Watkins, but I'm not going to come to the off-season program to work with him, so I really can wait. Is it nice to be back with us, or is this just something on your to-do list? Are we just a box that has to be checked?
No, I meant that sincerely. Okay. It is good to be back with you guys for the shenanigans fortnightly.
And it's good to have Al Minnert following me on Twitter. It's a big accomplishment that I experienced late last season. All right, I want to be excited. You know, I talked to you last year before I did an event with Associated Bank and Christian Yelich. I wanted a little bit of insight from you. Look, I don't know him that well. I did one event with him. I really like him, and I want to see him succeed. And he's had a tough go the last 2 years, and he hit a grand slam last night, and I'm excited for him. Is that okay, or should I not put too much into one swing of the bat?
No, we want excitement. We want you to be excited for him. And I think, look, I think you said it. Like, it's been a tough 2 years for him, and he's more aware than anybody else what the expectations are around him, how much the team relies on him. And in his own mind, you know, he's fallen short of that. He's fallen short of his own expectations, which are probably higher than everybody else's. And he hears all of the criticism. You know, he was very emotional at the end of last year when he made the final out at the NLDS and kind of what that meant. Felt a little symbolic, you know, kind of what the year was like for him. So I think it is very early. We you know, put an asterisk on all of the results that we see so far. But I think the most encouraging thing is that he's hitting the ball really hard, you know, at exit velocities that he wasn't doing consistently last year. And then last night he just kind of finally delivered that grand slam. And I think you just saw the smile and a little bit of an exhale from him with the reaction in the dugout. So definitely reasons to be excited.
Well, Sophia, it's all, I mean, confidence is so critical for every athlete, and it seemed like Christian's confidence was dipping. And how much of that, I mean, you're there every day, how much of that was injury, and then you start compiling that with struggling and you press to now where you hope that he's healthy? Like you mentioned, he's hitting the ball a lot harder, and hopefully a night like last night builds that confidence back up, and it really allows you to take off and have a big year.
Yeah, I mean, look, confidence is at the root of everything, right? So, you know, I think when you look at his season last year, he had the two stints on the IL just right out of the gate in April and May that ate up a lot of his season. And so he was a little bit behind the eight ball in terms of having to sort of start over, right, after spring training. And fortunately, you know, he figured out some things last year after those IL stints of, like, what helps him with the back and what helps him stay available. And that really wasn't an issue for him after that and in the second half of the season. He was healthy, you know, by all accounts. So then I think it became even more frustrating of trying to find reasons why he was struggling, why the power was missing, why he wasn't able to get, you know, the exit velocities and hard contact and the ball in the air like we were used to seeing. A lot of ground outs for him last year. So, you know, even at spring training, I think you saw him a little bit more like himself. And I think, too, this is a different looking team. He has more people around him now than what it was in 18 and 19 when he was, you know, the dude. He was MVP. So I think, you know, when you should take a step back, like, yes, Christian struggled a lot last year, but the team also won 95 games, so won the division. They got into the postseason for the fourth time. So I think for Christian, that's like a good thing of like, that he doesn't need to carry the team every day, but he is certainly capable of it, and they're going to count on him to be productive. Early results and getting big hits like last night, that definitely helps the confidence. And I think it helps you absorb tougher stretches because, you know, inevitably they're going to come for everyone.
Sophia, when you have a guy that played in Milwaukee for a couple of years and comes back in, big Vogues, do you go over and give him a big hug or you dap him up, or do you not go over and talk to any opposing players?
I definitely do. Yeah, Ben Gamel, Daniel Vogelback. I didn't get a chance to see Andy Haynes yesterday, but I'm hoping to catch him today. I think, you know, you spend a lot of time with these guys, and so you do develop relationships with them, and I always like to go over and say hello and check in how they're doing. And you kind of joke, like, I hope you have a great season, but I hope it's not against the Brewers, you know, like, don't have any pinch hit Grand Slams again. But, yeah, it's always good to see those guys.
All right, Sophia, so we've had a lot of positives. Obviously, Yelich, you know, the season, we're starting to see some good things, but I'm concerned. I always have concerns early. I'm worried about Devin Williams. Talk me off the ledge.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, Devin, it's been really interesting with him, his first couple of appearances, because his first appearance against Chicago at Wrigley was probably as sharp and as efficient of an outing as you could ask for. It was nearly a perfect inning. It was 11 pitches. It was 10 strikes. It was 2 strikeouts. It was changeup and fastball. I mean, it looked like he was unhittable. And so right out of the gate, you were like, wow, it was really impressive stuff. And then, you know, the last 3 appearances for him, it's been a little bit different. You're seeing, you know, the hits that he's given up have come off of the changeup. At times he has struggled with fastball command. At times the velocity has been down, but kind of in the same sentence, it's like in Baltimore, he loads the bases and he comes back and he strikes out the next 3 to give up nothing. Like, that's what Devin is also capable of doing, is getting himself out of those jams. I think, you know, we talked to Craig Counsell about that yesterday. It's just, what's concerning is the length of the innings, right? It's the last 2 appearances. He hasn't been able to finish the inning. It's been high pitch counts. It's been around 30 pitches. The last outing against St. Louis, it was 37. They really made him work, and he just was able to kind of get into good counts and then just not able to put it away. So I think that's the concerning part, is the length of the innings, not being able to get out of them. But, you know, he still has elite stuff. That changeup is unlike anybody else's in the league. So I think that the confidence is still there that he can. It's very, very, very early, right? We're talking about really 2 appearances. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to just trust the stuff and that guys will get through it, and he can certainly make those adjustments.
Talking with Sophia Minert from Bally Sports Wisconsin and the Milwaukee Brewers. All right, Sophia, we have established your credentials, right? You are great on TV. You do great stories.
I feel there's something negative coming here because you're kind of greasing her up here a little
there's
bit.
I can tell you there is
you're
no
the best.
But coming.
You do this, you blah, blah, blah. But right.
No.
Let's see if I'm wrong.
I feel
to you,
a but. This is fair.
There is no but coming, but there is a question coming. So you're great on TV. You do great work for the Brewers. You're great on our show. You speak like 6 languages. You're Al Bennett's favorite daughter. You're so good at everything you do. I'm wondering, are you also working in the ticket call center? Because I keep hearing the phone ring in the background. Are you also fulfilling ticket orders today?
More you can do. More you can
no,
do.
No, I'm not. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, there was no but there. I was just asking if she was answering calls.
That's true. All right, Sophia,
I know you're
busy.
I guess.
You definitely
yeah,
could.
More...
No one doubts that you could handle the ticket department, too.
So Jesse was there last night. I'm sure he asked you if he could get field access and hang out with you, and you politely declined or didn't take his call. But if you were just going as a fan, let's say it's one of those games that Bally's isn't covering and you're off, mm-hmm. where is the ideal seat for Sophia and her friends to watch the Brewers?
Oh, wow. That's a good question, because honestly, we don't get many of those, like, to just go as a fan. Man.
Well, Sophia, the root of this
I would say one of the newer areas is, like, the Miller deck out in the outfield.
Yeah.
I think that's been a really popular area. They have
Associated
the new
Kraft
Cocktail Bar.
Space.
The right field area, that's always a good spot for fans too. I think they like being field level, so there's some good spots to watch.
Yeah, Jesse was complaining that his seats were too close and he couldn't see the whole thing. It was right behind the plate. He didn't get to see the trajectory off the bat, and he couldn't tell if it was going to be a home run or not. The poor little guy had good seats.
Also doesn't want to sit on the first baseline because he would have to turn his head, apparently.
Yelich hits this dinger last night, Sophia. He hits this dinger, and I can't even tell if it's just like a lazy fly ball to right field or if it's going over the fence sitting right behind the plate. It's better to be like down the line a little bit. You get the full, like, I don't know what it is, the scope of the entire stadium.
Jesse, I'm sorry, but last night, that was a no-doubter. That was 429. That
Thank you.
I'm sorry, but that wasn't exactly like a lazy fly ball. I mean, that thing was a missile. There was a no-doubter about that. And if you were sitting behind
feel
the
like
seat,
Sophie...
you would have seen Christian's reaction. Christian knew it right off the bat.
Sophia is so nice.
Drop the bat.
She, in essence, just said, Jesse, you're an idiot. Without saying you're an idiot, that's what she just said.
Much nicer, but yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Sophia, in a nice way. Yeah,
Sophia?
It was 429. That's not a cheap shot.
It's an absolute rope. And Jesse's sitting there with a Coors Light, but they can't tell if it's a fly ball to the second baseman or a bomb out the field. Sounds about right.
Sophia, you know we love you. You know we love having you on. But I didn't think it was possible to love you anymore. And then you put Jesse in his place in your first appearance of the season. We look forward to talking to you in 2 weeks. You're the best. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Jesse.
You know, I'm starting to get a little irritated with the Bally Sports crew.
Levering gonna leave a mark.
Levering was getting after me last week. Sophia's saying I can't figure out how a fly ball works. Schroeder's coming for me next, I gotta imagine. This isn't...
I guess if Bill Schroeder was coming for you, he would most likely tell you that when you're watching the game from home plate, instead of complaining about it, just chill, like Aaron Rodgers once said.
Just chill. Coors Light brewed with a 3-step cold process. Cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged. So it is made to chill the mountains. Oh, baby, the mountains. On Coors Light's cold activated bottles and cans, they turn blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978. Coors Light, it is refreshing. It is crisp. And it is only 102 calories. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.